And this morning marks the end of an unusual mission for a dozen travelers along the Gulf Coast. A group calling itself the Gulf Caravan from St. Louis, Missouri, has been on the road for 4 days. They raised $15,000 and then spent it at businesses along the way as a kind of oil spill economic stimulus. NPR's Yuki Noguchi tagged along with the caravan for part of the trip.
The man behind this project is Dennis George.
No idea what we're going to expect, none. But
George is a St. Louis coffee shop owner. He decided to fundraise, then spend the money at locally owned businesses like his. Linda Berkowitz loved the concept.
We've gone to Gulf Shores for 23 years, my whole family. We rent a house on the beach, and this was the first year we couldn't go. And then I saw this article in the paper, and I thought it was a great opportunity because I wanted to come down and see what was going on and do something to help, but I can't get out on the ocean and clean oil.
But she does know how to shop, and this is capitalism with an altruistic twist. Hey, it's not for me, it's for the economy. After a long drive to Mississippi, the Gulf Caravan officially kicks off at the Buttercup in Bay St. Louis. The rest of the town is eerily silent. Two blocks away, stretches of white sandy beach are empty, though there are no signs of oil. The caravan, with its five cars and RV, seem to double the town's population.
We're here for breakfast.
Oh, well, good golly, that's what we
thank
sell.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh,
we're delighted to be here.
Owner Jamie Temple seems delighted to be busy.
In general, since this oil, it's been horrible.
The residents here fed this modest group like kings. The mayor and representatives of the Chamber of Commerce give speeches. A woman from the senior center hands out copies of her posters as gifts. And today, the caravan makes the front page of the newspaper.
Oh, very cool.
Y'all got on the front
page. On the front page, that's very cool.
After breakfast, it's business time.
And there's a gorgeous line of shops down here.
Shop it, girl, shop it.
Walkie-talkies keep the caravan from splitting up at red lights or falling behind schedule. At each stop, the caravanners fan out, dropping cash everywhere they go.
I got a cowboy boot souvenir. It's like a little small metal cowboy boot. Also, that's what I get here.
Tootie Marshall is a college student. When she's not throwing her cash behind the cause, she gazes from the car window at her first ever look at a beach. It's too bad there's no time for the beach, she says, and then no one's out there except for a few cleanup crews.
When I get out of college, I'm definitely coming to Bay St. Louis.
You think you're going to move here?
Yeah, I think I am. I'm going to get a house down here.
And there is no shortage of homes to choose from. Dozens of for sale signs line the street. Marshall eyes a huge estate. Her thoughts turn again to the task at hand.
We should go buy a beach house down here.
Yeah.
Instead, it's on to an antiques dealer in Long Beach, then Southern Grounds Coffee Shop in Gulfport, where the crew spends $225 in 15 minutes. All the shop owners tell a similar tale, rebuilding after Katrina, hoping this might be the first normal year, only to face the oil spill. And at Bath Junkie in Biloxi, I commit what might be heresy against the Gulf Caravan. I wonder aloud whether a few extra dollars spent one day could possibly right any economic harm done by the storm, a recession, and an oil spill. Bath Junkie co-owner Brooke Odom sets me straight.
If they spend $10, it's a huge amount for us right now. It really is. We run really tight, so I mean, you know, $100 a day is good for us, you know, and if that's what they hit, that's great. It's a huge help.
By the time the caravan pulls into Daphne, Alabama, Dennis George is leaning against a rack of snacks at a gas station.
Who thought shopping would be so tiring?
Here, as everywhere, their arrival is big news. The mayor serves them fried chicken. Local news reporters scramble for interviews.
I didn't really realize it would become something more than just spending money. But in some ways, the hope that we're bringing is really taking that over. It's doing so much more now.
So far this day, they've spent $2,000. There's still $13,000 left to go. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.